Well, good morning, Sower Nation. It is January the 15th in the year of our Lord 2025. It is Wednesday in the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. And we've got to get ready for that day ahead of us. That's what we're doing here together on the wake-up call. So we begin with our prayer of consecration. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Abba, Father, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Yes, Abba, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Some have asked, why did we change from saying, Jesus, I belong to you, to saying, Abba, I belong to you? Two reasons. One, because we're actually praying with Jesus, and Jesus is our prayer teacher. And of course, you remember how he taught us to pray, Our Father. And when Jesus was talking to our Father, he called him Abba. Abba, Father. And of course, that's the first reason. We are actually praying in, with, and through Jesus. Now, he's bringing us into his relationship with the Father. He's bringing us inside. When he says our, he's like me and you, we and us. Okay? Second reason we say Abba, because we're told in Scripture that this is what the Holy Spirit cries out in the children of God. Abba, Father. We are no longer seized by a spirit of fear, but our heart cries out. The Spirit cries out in our hearts, Abba, Father. So we're participating with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is crying that out in and through us as we are praying with Jesus to the Father. So you see, that's a super Trinitarian biblical way of praying. Locates us, it sweeps us up, it holds us, orients us. All right. Today's entry is entitled, What Are We? What are we? What are we? Our text today is Psalm 139, verse 14. Hear now the word of the Lord. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. I spent the last year teaching a Sunday school class for 7th and 8th graders at Gillette Methodist Church here in Gillette, Arkansas. We had 6 students comprised of 5 young women and 1 young man. It was a pure delight. We started a text group between us that has continued beyond the class. Each person has a day of the week from Monday through Saturday, and it is their responsibility to discern a verse from the Bible and send it out to the group the night before. Every day, at my instruction, they write a preamble to the scripture text, which says the following words, and in all capital letters. Get ready for this. I am an unbelievable, inconceivable, unrepeatable miracle of God. I tell them they have to type it in, no cutting and pasting. It is my summary translation of Psalm 139, verses 13 through 18. I want you to hear the whole context, which further amplifies our daily affirmation. See if you can hear it too. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. I've mostly heard this text used as a defense of unborn children, which is certainly an apt and noble application. However, this is a text for any and every human being at any age, at any time. Something I observe almost constantly among most people, and notably I see it more and more in the young, people have a terrible view of themselves. Yes, we understand from Scripture that we are sinners and born into our sinful condition. It is unfortunately true. But there is a much bigger truth. The Bible does not begin with Genesis 3, original sin, and the fall of the human race. No, the Bible begins with Genesis 1 and 2, which reveal original righteousness and goodness and glory. It reveals to us that we, as human beings, were made in the image and likeness of God, male and female, miraculous beings charged with stewarding the whole creation. Scripture tells us we are a phylum beneath angelic beings and crowned with glory and honor. Say it with me. I am an unbelievable, inconceivable, unrepeatable miracle of God. Problem comes because we have conflated human nature with fallenness and sin. You've heard it 1,000 times and probably said it yourself in the face of someone making some egregious error or moral failure. Well, that's just human nature. To that, I say, no, that's not human nature. That is fallen, sinful nature. Human nature is created in the very image of God, who created our inmost being, a sacred dwelling place for the very presence of God. Yes, we are plagued, all of us, from birth with a fallen, sinful nature. But it does not change the fact that we are, quote, fearfully and wonderfully made as a miraculous work of God, quote, knitted together by God in our mother's womb and seen by God before our bodies were even formed. Even before our first day, all of our days were ordained by God for us and written in His book. Sinful nature is the second word about human beings. Human nature, created in the image of God, is the first word. Neither does sin get the last word on human nature. I love this footnote offered in the NIV for verse 17. How amazing are your thoughts concerning me? How vast is the sum of them? Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. God has more thoughts concerning you than all the grains of sand on all the beaches and sandbars in the world. We cannot know who we are until we know whose we are. But once we know whose we are, we can begin to answer the bigger question of what we are. So what are we? Say it with me. I am an unbelievable, inconceivable, unrepeatable miracle of God. This is why Jesus, the Son of God, came to redeem us from our sinful and fallen nature and to restore us fully to our human nature by reconciling us to God. In Jesus, we see the perfection of human nature on full display. He is the unbelievable, inconceivable, unrepeatable miracle of God. Perhaps the biggest miracle is the way he miraculously repeats himself in us. Indeed, he is who we are becoming. The prayer for illumination. Lord Jesus, Word of God from before the beginning, our great teacher, thank you for speaking the word of my life into being, for making me fearfully and wonderfully, for fashioning my inmost being, and for coming to dwell there by your Spirit. Thank you for redeeming my sinful and fallen nature and transforming it by your glorious human nature, by the power of your fully divine nature. I belong to you. Would you wake me up now to what I most truly am? An unbelievable, inconceivable, unrepeatable miracle of God. And teach me to live from this reality. Lord, it will be for your glory, for others' gain, and for my good. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Well, I got a fun note this week from Billy in Kansas. Says she's a 27-year-old stay-at-home mom to two kids. They're 4 years old and 2 years old. She said, my four-year-old calls you the singing man. And my youngest, the two-year-old, sings along to the doxology. Wow, that made me happy at the end. And she tells a great story about the word the Lord has given her for this year and the scripture. And then she says, thank you for doing the wake-up call every day. This has really helped me to process through what being a Christian looks like on the daily. That's so good. Thank you, Billy. I appreciate that. Well, how about journal prompts today? These are some good questions now. Do you have a low and broken view of yourself? Have you conflated human nature with sin nature? Have you realized yet that you see and treat others in the same way as you see and treat yourself? We do tend to love others as we love ourselves, for better or worse. Now, what might it mean to see yourself as you truly are? Will you join me and our little Sunday school group, the five young women and the one young man? I know we're doing it every day. And join us in that daily affirmation. I am an unbelievable, inconceivable, unrepeatable miracle of God. Come on. We're going to sing in a minute here. This is my Father's world. It's number 19 in our hymnal, our Great Redeemer's Praise, our seedbed hymnal. It's number 19, our This Is My Father's World, one of the classic hymns. We'll sing it in just a second. I wanted to remind you of something here, though. There's a lot more I'd love to say about Psalm 139, but I need to remind you that I'd love it if you would come and meet me in Atlanta next month. We're having a new room meeting. It's in a new room. It's not an ordinary meeting. It's a meeting with God. I want you to hear me right. It's not flashy lights and loud music with smoke machines. We minor on production. We major on presence and prayer. Yesterday, I shared the agenda of it in our PS in the wake-up call. There's one in there today if you want to read this. The agenda is, number one, we're teaching on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Number two, on spiritual warfare and deliverance. And number three, on persevering through trials in community. Now, we got an all-star teaching team coming to this gathering. Dr. Steve Siemens, one of my favorites. Bishop Carolyn Moore, another one of my favorites. And John Thompson, one of my new friends. I'm going to be there. I'll be fully in the mix, and I'll be eager to further our relationship in person, right? You can find me at the snack bar, where we have the best snacks in the kingdom of God. So, come on. Come on. I want to see you there. So those dates are February 20, 21, 22. It's in Atlanta, Georgia. You can see all the details, and I've even put a little video with a little bit more about like the teaching and the teachers in the links today. There's a registration link. Yeah, I mean, maybe you're in that region. It wouldn't be that hard to come. I'd love to personally see you there. So see your email for all that information and the links. Are you ready to sing? Number 19, This Is My Father's World. Three verses. This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas, and the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. The birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker's praise. This is my Father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. Why should my heart be sad? The Lord is King, let the heavens ring. God reigns, let the earth be glad. Amen. What a classic hymn. You know, that's the kind of hymn that an unbelievable, inconceivable, unrepeatable miracle of God just sings throughout the day. That's what we're going to be singing today. And just know that everywhere you go, that's who you're coming up to see. That's who you're facing all day long. And most people have no idea of it. Unbelievable, inconceivable, unrepeatable miracles of God all around us. And some of them have awakened to that and forgotten it. Carry your seats. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend. Leave us a rating and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.